गोपीजनावल्लभ गिरिवरधारि वनचारि यमुनातीरावनचारि जय राधमाधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 17 दिव्य वर्ष सहस्राणाम सहस्रम अहतौजस भौमान भुक्ष्यथ भोगान्वये दिव्यांशानुग्रहान् मम दिव्यवर्ष सहस्राणाम सहस्रम अहतौजस भौमान भुक्ष्यथ भोगान्वये दिव्यांश्चानुग्रहान् मम दिव्यवर्ष सहस्राणाम सहस्रम अहतौजस भौमान भुक्ष्यथ भोगान्वये दिव्यांश्चानुग्रहान् मम सहस्रम अहतौजस भौमान भुक्षत भोगान्वाय दिव्यांश्चानुग्रहान् मम दिव्यवर्षसहस्राणां सहस्रं महतौजसा भौमान् भोक्ष्यत भोगान् वाय दिव्यांश्चानुग्रहान् मम. लेडीस् प्लीज. दिव्यवर्षसहस्राणां सहस्रम अहतौजसा भोगान् भोक्षयित दिव्यांश्चानुग्रहान् मम. दिव्यवर्षसहस्राणां सहस्रम अहतौजसा दिव्यांश्चानुग्रहान् मम. Divya, Divya of the heavenly planets, Varsha, years, Sahasranam of thousands, Sahasram, a thousand, Ahata, without being defeated, O Jasaha, your power, Bhauman of this world, Bhukshyata, you will enjoy. Bhogan, enjoyments. Why? Certainly. Divyan, of the heavenly world. Cha, also. Anugrahat, by mercy. Mama, my. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord then blessed all the Prachetas, saying, my dear princess, by my mercy, you can enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. Purport. The duration of life prescribed for the Prachetas by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is calculated by the time measurements of higher planetary systems. Our 6 earth months are said to equal 12 hours in the higher planetary systems. 30 days equal 1 month and 12 months equal 1 year. In this way, for 1,000,000 years, according to the calculations of the higher planetary system, the Prachetas were allowed to enjoy all kinds of material facilities. Although this lifespan was so long, the Prachetas were given full bodily strength by the grace of the Lord. In the material world, if one wants to live for many years, he must endure the difficulties of old age, invalidity, and many other miserable conditions. The Prachetas, however, were given full bodily strength to enjoy material facilities. This special facility was given to the Prachetas so that they could continue rendering full devotional service. This will be explained in the following verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada quotes a story about a saintly person who was giving blessings. And he met different people and he gave them different blessings. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva, he met a prince and he told him, may you have a long life. And then he met Muniputra, a son of a Muni, yogi, and told him, Majiva, don't live, you should die immediately. I mean, that, what kind of a blessing would that be? Then he met a butcher, and he told him, don't live, don't die. And he met a devotee, and he said, Jiva va morova, whether you live or whether you die, it doesn't matter. So Prabhupada explains, a saintly person blessed a prince because his life was so much full of sense gratification that if he were to die, then the consequences would be severe. Anyway, it's a principle. The consequence of sense gratification is very severe. And to a Muniputra, he said, what's the use of you living in this world? There is so much unnecessary destruction. Better to die. Because if he were to die, then he will attain a higher position. To a butcher, he said, don't live, don't die. Don't live because what is the kind of occupation you have? Every day slaughtering innocent animals. Terrible life, don't live. Oh, by the way, don't die either. Because if you were to die, the body that you will get would be a miserable one. And to a devotee, he said, well, it doesn't matter whether you live or you die, because if you're living, you're always chanting Krishna's name. If you die, you're anyway going to use whatever next destination is in chanting Krishna's name. So for you, it's irrelevant. So Ishopanishad tells us that we can aspire for a very long life. Here the Prachetas are being gifted a life of 1 million celestial years. Okay. Can you run a calculation of how much that is in earthly years? If 6 months of our time is equal to 1 day, 12 hours, so half a day. So 1 year here is 1 day there. So run a calculation and let us know. 365 million, there you go, man, he's fast. 365 million years of life, and that too is not miserable, jobless, foodless, shelterless, thirsty, hungry, sick, not like that. Divyan, bhoman bhokshita bhogan vai. You're going to enjoy all earthly pleasures, whatever they are. And divyams cha anugrahan, divyams and also heavenly pleasures by my mercy. So, one might wonder, why is a devotee being blessed with such fantastic enjoyment? Shouldn't Krishna put him in absolute poverty where he is struggling so he can take shelter of Krishna? The answer is, if we were to get benediction like this, then definitely we'll be, you know, bye-bye Krishna, thank you so much. Nice knowing you. For a great devotee, opulence is another opportunity for serving Krishna. In fact, only devotees should get opulence. Any rascal, if he gets opulence, he will misuse it. Only devotees know how to use opulence, and devotees are always very opulent. Either they're very opulent in qualities, or they're also opulent with worldly facilities. They're always opulent. Because only devotees know how to use opulence. Others will misuse it, abuse it. They're called, like, just like in this world, we have something called rogue nations. Rogue nations are those who secretly develop nuclear technology so they can, have nuclear arms just in case. So they're called rogue nations, and the rest of the world, of course, it's political, but the rest of the world will try to discourage these countries from developing their nuclear technology. Because the idea is, if someone has something that they're not qualified for, then they will misuse it. So we've heard this phrase many times. Great worldly opulences plus an impure heart equals Mahapride. Pride itself is maha. Mahapride is even worse. It's not like mahaprasadam. Mahapride is very dangerous. So any gift given by Krishna, if we accept it with an impure heart, then what happens is we become proud. We think we are the source of it. We are the rightful owners or possessors of that quality. So to have a pure heart is our duty, our first order business. Then Krishna can give any gift and everything will be used in Krishna's service properly. Prabhupada says they're having this long life, and in this long life, most people have to suffer old age, disease, pestilence, and problems. But Krishna didn't say to them, may you have a long life, but he also said, ahata ojasa. Hata means to defeat or to stop. Ahata means without any stoppage, without defeat. Ojasa means sensual power. The demigods have great sensual power. In this country, in this world, there are persons who have a last name, Oja. Oja means powerful. But they also become old and weak, and like the demigods are really Ojas. They're very, very powerful with their sensual capacities. So they're not only being blessed with a long life, but they're being blessed with full sensual capacity. That is, full sensual capacity does not mean, oh, fantastic sexual life. That's not what it means. What it means is perfect vision, perfect hearing, perfect sense of smell, all of that, so that they can use it in Krishna's service. So, in the context of having a life, that regardless of how many years one lives, the perfection of that life is to use it in glorifying Krishna. More specifically, use it in chanting Krishna's name. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. So I thought I'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrita the chapter called The Passing of Haridas Thakur. This is Antyalila chapter 11. So I'm going to read some, stop, share some things, and then go from there. So the first part of this chapter is a glorification. Glorification of Lord Chaitanya and all his associates. And it describes, well, I'll read it, it's just nice to glorify. This is chapter 11. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the very merciful, who is very merciful, and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Mishra. He is the lord of the life of Jagadananda and the lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Excuse me. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. I'm writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I'm purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Raya and Swarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Neelachala Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night, they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. This is not qualification of a newcomer to Hare Krishna. Okay? Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, the chief assistants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. Imagine, carrying Lord Jagannath's prasadam, he's feeling great jubilation. Through their lives, they're showing us what we should feel when we are carrying prasadam. We feel jubilation when we are carrying our plate. He is feeling jubilation when he is carrying Haridas Thakur's plate. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly, like in the morning we see. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting." That's a new concept. "I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam, and how can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam, took a little portion and ate it. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Quite the opposite of an answer that we think of. Mind is all right, body is now just a little problem. Haridas Thakur saying, body is all right, mind and intelligence are not okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Sounds like a struggling bhakta. He's not. This is transcendental. So here Prabhupada says, if one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he's assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. Who's a Westerner? Everybody in America is a Westerner. And everybody in India is also a Westerner because we're following America. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. "Now that you have become old," the Lord said, "you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly." Okay. Haridas Thakur was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Shad Goswami Astaka, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ganat Natabi Kala Vasani Kritav. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. That is also vrata. It said that Raghunath Das Goswami had vowed to offer, I think, 1,000 or 2,000 obeisances in a day. And his body was so old and fragile that once he would pay obeisances, he could not get up. Someone had to come lift him up. And as soon as they would lift him up, he would see a Vaishnava and he would offer his obeisances again. That was his vrata. So next verse. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking to Haridas Thakur. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. The Lord concluded, now therefore please reduce the fixed number of rounds you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. How is low work? In a day he's chanting 192 rounds. Where's the time to do low work? Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. This meditation is proper for all devotees. Because before meeting a Vaishnava, before coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's very munificent disciplic succession, these verses apply to us. Inferior family, inferior background, low work, abominable body, untouchable, unseeable. Like, what is the kind of things that we had stuffed into this body? What is the kind of things that we had poured into this body? And what are the kinds of things we had used our body for? So from the Vaishnava standard, it is unseeable and untouchable. But Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he has brought us, not he has accepted us and has engaged us in some very confidential services. Serving the deity, entering his sacred kitchen, touching his paraphernalia, singing in front of him, dancing in front of him. These are very confidential services, chanting his holy name, allowing us to put tilak on, kanti mala on. This is not given to anybody and everybody. In fact, even Tom, Dick and Harry can do this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very special mercy upon us. My dear Lord, you are fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to first-class Brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. You know this pastime? Advaita Acharya was observing the disappearance day of his father or his forefathers. So generally, you offer Shraddha. Shraddha means food to Vishnu, and that food is offered to the previous ancestors. And after that, the Mahaprasad has to be offered to the presiding Brahmanas. So Advaita Acharya took the Shraddha Prasad and walked straight to Haridas Thakur, who's not even there, he was standing outside the house because low caste people were not allowed to enter sacred places. So Haridas, out of his humility, was standing outside. Advaitacharya took the plate to him and said, please, you're the first to honor Prasadam. Haridas said, no, I'm untouchable. He said, no, among all persons assembled here, you're the topmost because you incessantly chant the Lord's holy name. So here Prabhupada writes, although Haridas Thakur was born in the family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class brahmana. From a Vaishnava etiquette perspective, generally, others don't eat before the most senior Vaishnava is first served. On a cultural basis, like the mother of the family, she doesn't eat first. She serves the husband, she serves the children, and she eats last. In Vaishnava circles, the spiritual master and the brahmanas are served first. Then others eat. This is proper etiquette. So here it's being observed that the first plate was taken to Haridas Thakur because he was the senior most Vaishnava there. I have had only one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring a close to your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before the time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Nice meditation to end life. With my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. This is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant me this desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. Such humility, huh? My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, what is the loss? What is the loss to this material world? My Lord, you're always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? He did not read from CNN Live or something. Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Raya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. The enthusiasm to glorify a Vaishnava must be like this, that it was as if he had five mouths. Generally, the great happiness is experienced when we hear our appreciation. We feel like we have 20 ears or something. With five mouths, he was constantly glorifying the devotee, Haridas Thakur. After hearing the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him. And then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. He then began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time and then Swarup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwar Pandit, along with other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp all over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Simhadwara gate of Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Simhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For his devotee, as Krishna took the position of a chariot driver, very low servant position, in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his upper cloth, is begging the shopkeepers for Mahaprasadam, for Haridas Thakur's passing. "I am begging Prasadam for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur," the Lord said. "Please give me alms." Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodara stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept him with four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, "Deliver to me four palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item." In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodar Goswami bring prasadam, but Varninath Pattanayaka and Kashi Mishra also sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasadam." The four men, Swarup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashishwara and Shankara, distributed the prasadam continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat the prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, "Give them more, give them more." After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction: "Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of this valuable jewel." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Say, all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari." Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur was at the last stage of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nations, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Okay, any comments at all? Okay, thank you very much. I've ended intentionally a little early. For those who would like to chant and absorb ourselves in this wonderful pastime of the passing of Haridas Thakur. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Haridas Thakur ki jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Sri Kishore Kishori ki jai, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.